I can hear hear myself well. I can hear myself fine. Testing, mountaintop voice. Testing, mountaintop voice.
Hey, everyone, quiet down.
Do you want to call someone for help? That's gonna hurt. We can try it. Hold on. Let me turn the gain all the way up. You wanna test it now? It's just, it feels way too sensitive. It's better though? Does it sound like the consonants, like the S's? Are the S's coming through like they're really sharp?
It sounds right because you can hear how clear it is.
Yeah. Okay, let me...
Hey, everyone, quiet down.
Let me keep talking real quick and I'll listen to myself as it plays back. Okay, so the gain is good on this, but I'm wondering if my S's, if I say Sarah Lindstrom and Slytherin's something. Okay, so the S's are really not too bad. Let me put the gain up a little bit more and see what that does to the microphone sound. Okay, that's actually fine. Let me play with the comp a little bit. The comp looks like it's way too high, it says.
Okay, that's actually fine. Let me play with the comp a little bit. The comp looks like it's way too high, it says.
Okay, we're testing with a really, really low comp. And now this is a really, really high comp. Okay, I feel like the comp doesn't actually matter that much. I'm going to put the level up now. Okay, level is all the way up. Let's see if that makes a difference. And comp, I mean, gain is all the way up now. But if I'm talking with lots of S's, the Sphinx in Saratoga singing a song.
That sounds very good.
It feels like it sounds really sharp, the S's.
It feels like it sounds really sharp, the S's.
But if I turn the gain down, it doesn't. I'm listening for it to come through. Okay, see, that's really... that. I think that was our problem.
With gain?
Yeah. Because I had the gain down at like halfway. Okay, I'm talking. We're trying to fiddle with the gain and see if that's the problem that we've had or not.
Sounds good. You want to record something?
Yeah. Can we get the dogs out or no?
Yeah.
Are the dogs going to stay? Okay, here I'm just fiddling with the phones thing so I don't blast my own eardrums out. I fell into a burning little fire. What do I chord first? Maybe something short.
Yeah, that's fine. So when you're ready, you tell me. Well, okay. What I want you to do is start okay, when you're ready, you let me know. One, two, you know, count down. Three, two, one, go.
Three, two, one, go. This is Sarah Sturman. We're here at Blue Moon Farms with the dogs and the uncle and all the equipment spread out onto the table. We're pre-recording this so that when I go back to Long Island, you have a sound of my voice coming through your speakers whenever you choose. So this first poem is called The Beginning, and I wrote it after walking hand-in-hand with a friend out onto a park at dusk in the summer in Paris, France, and it came to me almost all at once, and I love it still. This was a few years ago that I wrote it. The Beginning. I knew I would love you when we walked out into the periwinkle dust. I need to re-record that. You're going to cut this part.
Yeah, we'll edit it as you.
The Beginning. I knew I would love you when we walked out into the periwinkle dusk of a midday sunset and a rose-lit airplane burned its way across the moon and you linked your arm with mine as the last reaches of sunlight kissed the city beneath and sent it blushing to bed. That was low, was it? I think I have to speak louder. I think I have to speak louder. Not periwinkle dust. I messed up, right? I think I just need to make adjustments to my sound because our gain and level are all the way up. Should I do intros to these or no?
That's up to you. I don't think that's a problem.
I'll do intros and you can decide if you want to play them or not.
Let's just say one more time.
The beginning. I knew I would love you when you walked out.
It's a very pretty poem.
Thanks.
That's a nice image of it. Okay.
All right. That's not a keeper. No, I want to redo it.
You want to redo it?
I want to redo it.
I'm going to say that it's taken.
Okay.
What's it called?
The beginning. I'm trying to get this close so I can look over it. I fell into a burning ring of fire. What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, is your all caps key?
The beginning. Okay. All right, you want to do a new one?
Yeah, let's do a new one. This is a poem that I wrote living in Paris. I was walking with a friend. It was the most beautiful evening in summer, and we walked hand in hand out into a park at sunset. This is called The Beginning. I knew I would love you when we walked out into the periwinkle dusk of a midday sunset, and a rose-lit airplane burned its way across the moon. And you link your arm with mine as the last reaches of sunlight kiss the city beneath and sent it blushing to bed. I want to redo that, sorry.
You want to redo it again?
Yeah. I'm not going to do the intro.
This is a poem that I wrote living in Paris.
Should I do the intro?
I was walking with a friend. It was the most beautiful thing. I knew I would love you when we walked out into the periwinkle dusk of a midday sunset, and a rose-lit airplane burned its way across the moon, and you linked your arms as the last reaches of sunlight kissed the sea and sent you flushing.
Okay, Lily. Okay, all right.
Okay. All right, so we'll skip that one.
You can just record over that.
Yeah, throw it away and add a new one.
Yeah. I know, but you have to be quiet for a few minutes, okay? Why did I throw this prop down? Yep. The beginning. I knew I would love you when we walked out into the periwinkle dusk of a midday sunset, and a rose-lit airplane burned its way across the moon, and you link your arm with mine as the last reaches of sunlight kissed the city beneath and sent it blushing to bed.
I think you could speak
about it. Okay, I'll do that. Hey, dogs, you really gotta settle down. When you walk down into the think I need to put this down because I think I'm freaking myself out with how loud I'm being in here. Yep. The beginning. I knew I would love you when we walked out into the periwinkle dusk of a midday sunset and a rose-lit airplane burned its way across the moon, and you linked your arm with mine as the last reaches of sunlight kissed the city beneath and sent it blushing to bed. I think that was great.
The beginning. I knew I would love you when you walked out into the periwinkle dusk of a midday sunset and a rose-lit airplane burned its way across the moon. You linked your arm with mine as the last reaches of sunlight kissed the city and sent it blushing to bed.
That was very good. We'll keep that.
All right, we'll do that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Do one more?
Yep. I can do it. Of the beginning?
No, whatever. You can just hit the next one.
Okay, I'll do the next one.
I really want you to speak as close to it as
okay. My love's hands. They catch my eye on the plane, her hands, stacked and glowing in the sun, ring melting into her skin. The fields below roar by in dull blue-green, windmill pins holding the garden tapestry to the earth. The sky fades to dusty cloud, the horizon grows dark, whispering, smooth. Here we reach the sea, hemline of sand, silt and waves in ribboned performance of ecstasy far out into the blue. Above it all, the light has shifted, and the giant's golden hands, too, have slipped towards mine. When I kiss her, the sight shines in my vision, our mythic palms twirling over the world below. I think Lily was chomping. You're on low power here, by the way.
What?
You're on low power here.
What do you mean I'm on low power?
It just popped up, low power.
Oh, this?
Yeah. I want to redo that one. Is there a way to get the dogs out of here, or should we relocate, or should I just let it go?
I think you let go. None of it's going to
work. Okay.
That was good. I'm going to save it, and let's do another kick.
Okay.
What was that called?
My Love's Hands.
My Love's Hands?
Loves. L-O-V-E apostrophe S. This is fun.
It is fun.
I hope you like the poems.
I do.
You're not just saying that? Uh-huh. You are just saying that?
No, I'm just saying that. I said it. Yeah.
You think it's better without the?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
And I want you to speak even louder.
Okay.
I mean, don't you know? You're
yeah, I'll try. I just go into the. Yeah. My love's hands. They catch my eye on the plane. Her hands, stacked and glowing in the sun, ring melting into her skin. The fields below roar by in dull blue green. Windmill pins holding the garden tapestry to the earth. The sky fades to dusty cloud. The horizon grows dark, whispering, smooth. Here we reach the Here we reach the sea. That's a hard sentence. Here we reach the sea. 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 Okay, you got that. You can just record over that one. My love's hands. They catch my eye on the plane, her hands, stacked and glowing in the sun, ring melting into her skin. The fields below roar by in dull blue-green, windmill pins holding the garden tapestry to the earth. The sky fades to dusty cloud. The horizon grows dark, whispering, smooth. Here we reach the sea, hemline of sand, silt and waves in ribboned performance of ecstasy far out into the blue. Above it all, the light has shifted, and the giant's golden hands, too, have slipped towards mine. Nope, I wasn't done.
You weren't done?
No. Yeah. I'll look up at you when I'm done. That was a good one, though. Yeah, I can talk louder.
Yeah. You do it with a Brooklyn accent.
They catch my eye in the plane, her hands stacked and shining in the sun. Voilà. No. Pas de chance. Pas de chance.
Okay. Ready?
Go. My love's hands. They catch my eye on the plane, her hands stacked and glowing in the sun, ring melting into her skin. The fields below roar by in dull blue-green, windmill pins holding the garden tapestry to the earth. The sky fades to dusty cloud, the horizon grows dark, whispering, smooth. Here we reach the sea, hemlined of sand, silt and waves in ribboned performance of ecstasy far out into the blue. Above it all, the light has shifted, and the giant's golden hands, too, have slipped towards mine. When I kiss her, the sight shines in my vision, our mythic palms twirling over the world below.
That was perfect.
I have to keep it more even, I think. Hemlined of sand. All right, I'm happy with that.